Hello and welcome.
I'm so glad you're here because today we're diving into one of the most elegant and mathematically satisfying theories in the whole of A-level psychology, social impact theory, proposed by Bibb Latané in 1981. Now, I know what some of you might be thinking, maths and psychology, but trust me, once you understand this theory, you'll have a genuinely powerful framework for explaining social influence, and you'll be able to pick up marks across AO1, AO2, and AO3 with real confidence. By the end of this episode, you'll know the formula, understand each factor, be able to apply the theory to real-world scenarios, and, crucially, know exactly what EdExcel examiners are looking for. So let's get into it. Let's start with the big idea. Latané proposed that social influence, the impact that other people have on us, can actually be expressed mathematically. His formula is I equals F of S times I times N, or in plain English, impact is a function of strength, immediacy, and number. I love telling students to remember this with the word sin. S-I-N, social impact, is a sin. It's a bit cheeky, but you will never forget it. So what do each of those factors actually mean? Let's start with S, strength. Strength refers to the perceived power, authority, or status of the source of influence. This is not physical strength, and that is one of the most common mistakes candidates make, so please write that down right now. Strength is about social power. A doctor giving health advice has high strength because of their expertise and status. A police officer in uniform has high strength because of their authority. Even age and experience can contribute to strength. The key word here is perceived. It's about how the target perceives the source, not any objective measure. Now let's look at immediacy. Immediacy refers to proximity in time or space between the source and the target. The closer the source is, physically or temporally, the greater their impact. Think about it this way. If your teacher is standing right next to you and asks you to stop talking, that has more impact than if they send you an email saying the same thing. The face-to-face, in-the-moment interaction is high immediacy. A historical figure giving advice through a book has low immediacy. A live phone call has higher immediacy than a text message. You get the idea. And finally, N number. Number refers to the number of sources exerting influence on the target. More sources generally means more impact. If one friend asks you to donate to charity, you might feel some pressure. If five friends all ask you, the pressure is considerably greater. But, and this is absolutely critical for your exam, the relationship is not linear. This is where the psychosocial law comes in. The psychosocial law states that each additional source has less impact than the previous one. The first source has the greatest effect. The second source adds impact, but less than the first did. The third adds even less. This is the principle of diminishing returns. Think of it like adding lights to a room. The first light makes an enormous difference. The second makes it noticeably brighter. But by the time you're adding your 20th light, you barely notice the change. Now, here's where it gets really interesting and where a lot of candidates lose marks by not knowing this next part. Latané distinguished between two directions of social impact. The first is the multiplication of impact. This is what we've just been talking about. Multiple sources acting on a single target. More sources, more impact, but with diminishing returns. This is straightforward social influence. The second, and this one is crucial for bystander scenarios, is the division of impact. This is what happens when a single source is trying to influence multiple targets. As the number of targets increases, the impact of the source is divided between them. Each individual target feels less pressure. This is the mechanism behind diffusion of responsibility in bystander situations. Think about Darley and Latané's famous 1968 seizure study. Participants who believed they were the only witness to someone having a seizure helped 75% of the time. But when participants believed there were four other witnesses, that figure dropped to just 31%. Why? Because the impact, the sense of responsibility, was divided across all those targets. Each person felt less personally responsible. Social impact theory gives us a mathematical framework to explain exactly why bystander apathy happens. The key supporting study you need to know for your exam is Sedekides and Jackson, 1990. They conducted a study in a zoo where a Confederate, someone working with the researchers, either stood close to or far from visitors and either wore a uniform or didn't. They found that visitors were significantly more likely to comply with the Confederate's requests when the Confederate was wearing a uniform, that's high strength, and when they were physically close, that's high immediacy. This directly supports two of the three sin factors. Right. Let's talk exam technique, because this is where marks are won and lost. First, always write the formula. When you're answering an AO1 question describing social impact theory, write I equals F of S times I times N right at the start. Examiners are specifically looking for this, and it immediately signals that you understand the theory at a formal level. It's an easy mark, and it structures everything that follows. Second, in AO2 scenario questions, where you're applying the theory, always identify who is the source and who is the target before you start applying SIN. This sounds obvious, but under exam pressure, candidates often muddle this up. Write it explicitly. In this scenario, the teacher is the source and the student is the target. Then go through each factor. Third, the most common mistake, and I see this every year, is confusing social impact theory with social identity theory. They both have the acronym SIT. Social impact theory is Le Tanais, 1981. It's about the mathematical formula. It's about SIN. Social identity theory is Teufel and Turner. It's about in-groups and out-groups. They are completely different. Do not mix them up. Fourth, for AO3 evaluation, the best contrast you can make is between social impact theory and agency theory. Agency theory, Milgram's explanation of obedience has more explanatory power because it tells us why people obey. They enter an agentic state and see themselves as instruments of authority. Social impact theory, by contrast, has more predictive power. It gives us a formula to predict the level of influence, but it doesn't explain the psychological mechanism. That's a sophisticated evaluation point that will get you into the higher mark bands. Fifth, don't forget to evaluate the psychosocial law specifically. One strength is that it's supported by empirical research, Sitakides and Jackson's zoo study. One limitation is that the theory is reductionist. It reduces complex social behavior to a mathematical formula, ignoring cognitive and emotional factors. Another limitation is that it's difficult to operationalize. How exactly do you measure strength on a numerical scale? Okay, let's test what you've just learned. I'll ask a question, give you a few seconds to think, then give you the answer. Question one, what does the letter S stand for in the SIN formula? Strength. The perceived power, authority, or status of the source. Question two, what is the psychosocial law? Each additional source has less impact than the previous one, diminishing returns. Question three, what is division of impact? When a source influences multiple targets, the impact is divided between them. Each target feels less pressure. Question four, name the key supporting study for strength and immediacy. Sitakides and Jackson, 1990, the zoo study. Question five, what percentage of participants helped in Darley and Latane's seizure study when they believed they were alone? 75%. Let's bring it all together. Social impact theory, proposed by Bibb Latane in 1981, states that the impact of social influence is a function of three factors: strength, the status and authority of the source; immediacy, the physical and temporal proximity of the source; and number, how many sources are exerting influence? Remember, SIN. The psychosocial law tells us that each additional source adds less impact than the previous one, diminishing returns. And the division of impact explains bystander apathy. More targets means less responsibility felt by each individual. Your key study is Sitakides and Jackson, 1990. Your key contrast for evaluation is agency theory. And your formula, I equals F of S times I times N, should be the first thing you write in any AO1 answer on this topic. You've got this. Go back, cover your notes, and test yourself. Good luck in your exams. I'm rooting for you.